Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Thursday. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you've had a tremendous day. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am in Atlanta, Georgia, on a street called Peachtree. And our producer holding things down in New York City is Ryan Botcher. Thank you for being here. We've had a busy, busy show. Hey, last hour, thank you so much. Major League Baseball legend, Mariners legend, just hitting coach for the Texas Rangers. He's from the famous baseball family, the Boones. Thank you to... well, not Aaron. Thank you to Brett Boone for joining us. Yeah, Aaron is, sure he's on vacation right now, not looking at the World Series. Anyway, thank you to Brett for coming through and joining us last hour. We appreciate Jim Derry for coming through as well to talk about all the crazy things going on in Louisiana sports. And how about this? We had the athletic director for LSU. Now, he was reportedly just fired, at least it was reported, not too long ago. I mean, we got the governor chiming in that he's not going to pick the next coach, and boom, the athletic director, Scott Woodward, he gets fired. I mean, since when have we got governors chiming in on football issues? I guess they're looking for political points. Anyway, we also have a Thursday night football game going on right now. The Baltimore Ravens lead the Dolphins in Miami 14-3. Mark Andrews has two touchdown passes. One of these scores is really straight off of the result of a fumble that the Dolphins had in their own territory. And so the Ravens currently lead 14-3 in this return for Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson right out the gate, those two touchdowns, 5 of 7 passing, and nobody's even needed to rush the ball. Ravens got 15 yards on the ground. Not necessary when you're beating up on the Dolphins, okay? There's about 10 minutes to go here in the first half. So we talked baseball, we've talked basketball, we've talked football. We got you covered. You can always listen on the Free Odyssey app, your local affiliate. And we got more to do as we continue on. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Man, we got Gervonta Tank Davis. I can't believe this little goofy fight that is going to make them a lot of money is right in front of us. Botcher, which Paul is this again? Jake?
Yeah, Jake, the one who beat Tyson.
Oh, did he really beat him? What was that? Exhibition? What was that? I don't even remember.
It was a professional fight. It was just, I think, Jake Paul respectfully not trying to kill Mike Tyson for however long it was.
You see, look at this. I don't even, was that this year?
I think it was. Was it February or March? Around there.
And that was a legitimate fight on their records and stuff?
Yes, because I think it put him into like an actual, put Jake Paul into like the actual scene if he beat Tyson. God.
Oh, wow. That was, it was a year ago. November 15th of last year.
That flew.
Yeah, well, yeah, how about that, right? 65 million viewers, the most streamed sporting event ever at the time. Paul beat Tyson via unanimous decision. The fight originally delayed due to an ulcer flare-up with Mike Tyson. That's what happens when you're like 60 years old. Wow. Yeah, what a world. Well, anyway, Gervonta Tank Davis is supposed to fight Jake Paul in 2 weeks. I can't believe that that's staring us in the face. That's supposed to take place in Miami. It was originally scheduled to take place here in Atlanta, but the athletic commissioner had some issues with that fight. It's like, hey, your one guy is 6 feet tall, 6'1"? The other guy is how tall? 5'5"? Outweighs him by how many pounds? So didn't happen here in Atlanta or Georgia. They thought it was too big of a joke, so Miami said, we'll go ahead and take the money. But here we have Gervonta Tank Davis is now being, let me see what this is. Is he being sued? Yeah, a civil lawsuit filed in Miami over another alleged domestic incident. He's accused by ex-girlfriend of battery, aggravated battery, false imprisonment, kidnapping, intentional infliction of emotional. Now, I don't, there comes a point in time, and I know the charges versus the last woman were dropped a couple years ago. There was something about a toothbrush, and it just is, the fight is still going to go on. He's going to make tons of money. He's going to continue to have people throwing lawsuits at him. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's my job to know what to say when it comes to Gervonta Davis. I don't know. There was a point in time I was doing some work for Showtime, and I got no problem. Every time I've met the guy or talked to the dude, he's fine by me, but I don't go home with him, you know? Yeah, there's been a couple of times where it's just like, is this fight going to get canceled? His fights never get canceled, so here we are. He doesn't come across when you hear all the stories. Like, you're around that many women that want to sue you and this many police reports. There was that one time he grabbed that woman up at a basketball game. That led me to just go, oh, this is not a good dude. So, yeah, Gervonta Davis, probably not a good idea for me to say this publicly. I'm not a fan. Not a fan. I may cost myself a job here or two in the future, but who cares? Not a fan of people who put their hands on women. I don't give a damn who it is. And he could beat me to hell up, but at least then I'd have a lawsuit. Anyway, we got that out the way. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We just told you that the athletic director at LSU just got fired, or at least it's publicly known that he got fired. He gone. Okay, it was only, yesterday that Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, basically said that Scott Woodward would not be selecting LSU's next head coach after they fired Brian Kelly. And his justification in saying that was the buyout. And then he even said that Scott Woodward had a ridiculous buyout for Jimbo Fisher, which wasn't accurate. And so Jeff Landry might have just been yelling stuff that helped get this dude fired, which is crazy. I mean, politicians say crazy things to curry favor, but when you're inaccurate, that really sucks. Okay? I mean, all these jokes. Why doesn't Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, why doesn't he just wake up and be the next coach? He got all these jokes. He's getting people fired. A media member even asked him that. You going to be the next coach, governor?
No. Listen, emphatically, I am not picking the coach. That is not my job. The only reason I'm really involved, Pat, is because this contract that currently is between the state of Louisiana, the Louisiana State University system, and Brian Kelly leaves the taxpayers of the state on the bill. There's misinformation out there. People are saying, oh, no, the taxpayers aren't liable. They're not reading the contract. On Sunday, I had a meeting with the lawyers as they were talking about whether or not Brian Kelly was terminated, whether they were going to fire him. And all I cared about were the taxpayers of our state. And that contract binds the state of Louisiana. If we have to pay $53 million and somebody else doesn't step up to foot that bill, the state of Louisiana has to foot that bill. That is in the contract.
It's been reported that there is a donor that's going to foot that bill. I get it. You got to stand up, but I don't know. Politicians yell, politicians scream. It's what politicians do. And now Scott Woodward is out of a job. And so if you are LSU, Louisiana State University, a state university, you don't have a football coach, you don't have an athletic director, you have an interim president to the school, and then you have a governor of the state who's just spouting off, yelling all types of stuff because, well, he's a politician that needs to hear himself speak. It makes him feel good. Whatever. And now what politicians do? They yell and they scream and just hope somebody agrees with them. Enough people they can kind of suck it into whatever they're thinking. This whole week, you thought it was bad with Brian Kelly. If you would have told me a couple of days ago that we would have the governor involved and at the athletic director who fired him would now be fired too, it's just, it's nutty. You can't make this stuff up. Hey, if you missed our conversation, which would now obviously be very different with Jim Derry, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. There's quite a bit that we discussed when it came down to LSU, what comes next. Jim had some thoughts as to who should be the next head coach of the LSU Tigers. And then we also talked some Saints and then even got involved with the Pelicans. Let's just say things aren't looking good for Louisiana sports. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of looking like anything, things are looking good right now for the Baltimore Ravens. They lead, as I told you, the Dolphins 14-3. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Okay, I thought that was Tua Tagovailoa walking to the back. No. Baltimore leads 14-3 in Miami. This is the return of Lamar Jackson. He came back and has already thrown two touchdowns to Mark Andrews, one off of a turnover, getting him right back into it. And the Dolphins, well, we know they're hot crap. Lamar Jackson, knowing that these Ravens are 2-5, that they got to win a whole lot of games to get back into contention, Lamar said, I am back, but I'm only thinking about the Dolphins. I'm not thinking about nobody else.
I'm not really worried about the run right now. I got to focus on Miami. You know, you can't never overlook your opponent, so we're going to focus on those guys, try to come out victorious, then move on to next week.
They'll try. They'll try. It's somebody who's getting a lot of well, he's been trying, or maybe he's trying to get fired. Mike McDaniel's getting a lot of FaceTime here. You know, I'm sitting here in the studio. I can only watch. I can't listen. Every time I look up at Mike McDaniel, he just looks miserable. He looks like a guy who's getting ready to walk the plank. He doesn't have Tyreek Hill. He has Tua Tagovailoa, who tells everybody once a week how bad he is. Congratulations, the Dolphins just kicked a field goal. It's 14-6. Mike McDaniel says, look, we suck. We're going to need quite a few players to do something. Please do something.
Getting everybody involved is important, giving them the opportunity to take more of a share, depending on, you know, how guys are playing.
It's embarrassing, man. It's embarrassing listening to him speak. Bacha, what do we got? Two more months of this guy?
Does he last another year, hypothetically?
A year?
I'm just saying, if he somehow, I don't think anyone in the country thinks it, but what if Ross just goes, what? You know what? I want to try one more year with him.
Why? I'm asking you, I asked you if you think he's going to last two more months, and you're talking about a year. Do you think this man is going to be here past, I don't know, January 10th?
No. No.
Well, there you go. Telling me about a year. We ain't think about a year. What are you going to be doing in a year?
Good question. I don't know. Maybe. I live my life day at a time.
Well, as you should. Well, we know what his thing is going. He's probably going to get fired at the end of the year. He's just... He gets more FaceTime just for looking silly. Like the producers, who's this, Amazon? The producers at Amazon are, they're doing everybody a solid by throwing this guy up on the screen because he just looks, he looks lost. Like, what am I supposed to do with this team? The answer is nothing. There's not a damn thing he could do with this squad. It's unfortunate. Anyway, a guy who he got a contract extension. He ain't going anywhere. Shout outs to Matt Rhule. They were all these... He's opposite of Brian Kelly. All these conversations about Matt Rhule and he got to go back to Penn State now where he played and James Franklin got the boot, so Matt Rhule is going to leave Nebraska. Nebraska just gave him a 2-year contract extension. They moved his deal to conclude at 2032. Okay? The buyout is now from $5 million. Everybody wants to talk about a buyout to $15 million. And so to think that he's just going to up and leave, not happening. He's basically going to make about $12 million per season. Let's see what he can do with the Cornhuskers this year. They should. I believe they'll make the college football playoff. Actually, Matt Rhule, he was on Pat McAfee yelling and screaming, telling everybody, I'm not leaving, I'm not leaving. This is what he had to say about his extension.
Yeah, I mean, we were on, two weeks ago, and we talked about it, and I just, you know, I told you guys how much we love it here, you know, and to me, there's lots of great jobs, but very, very rarely in this business do you find a home, and we felt like Nebraska's our home. This program's our home. I love these players. I love this place. RAD, Troy Dannon, has been amazing to me, our president, Dr. Gold, and I mean, it's just the alignment. I mean, you see places that don't have alignment. We got amazing alignment, and we're building. And so, you know, I think after about week three, Troy started talking to me about it, and I just was like, hey, I just got to focus on football. But I appreciate it. They're betting on the future, and we're doubling down.
He's like, yeah, you know, people are getting fired all over the place, and we got governors butting in. Yeah, I like my job. That was on Pat McAfee's show. He also had a press conference announcing, well, letting everybody know about his contract extension. And he was asked realistically, and he was asked the same question a couple of weeks ago when James Franklin was told, hey, you're fired. Matt Rhule was asked today, did you really? You had to think about going back to Penn State, right? Right?
I won't speak on any other jobs, and you know, just out of respect for everybody else. And all I'll say is, you know, as I said to you guys that one day, this has happened every year where someone's called, right? Like, and so, but this is our home. Like, we love living here. I just can't say that enough, right? Like, I just at the end of the day, it's football's football. Like, you know, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna get in my car at whatever time in the morning, come in and work, and then drive home. My kids are gonna go to school. They're going to be in the community. My wife's going to run her business. My wife's going to be out in the community. And like sometimes Julie goes into the office on Sunday after we beat Northwestern, but she also went in the office in her business on Sunday after Minnesota. And people have just absolutely welcomed us and embraced us. And I mean, my goal is to win enough games here that someday I can retire here and people, you know, are nice to me in the gas station. You know, like, who's that guy? Oh, here he is again. No, that's all I've ever wanted. And so,
yeah, that's a nice goal, right? To go to the gas station and maybe somebody, hey, pay for that guy over there. No, that's Matt Rhule. Pay for that. Put 20 on that pump. That's a nice career goal. He didn't answer the question, though. Did you really consider going to Penn State? Out of respect for anybody, I'm not going to. Man, the job is open. Well, I mean, as an interim coach there right now. But James Franklin ain't sitting in that seat. He did not answer the question. There's not a way in the back of your brain as a normal human being, and Matt Rhule, maybe he's not a normal human being. You have to consider going back home. You have to. I mean, you can come to the conclusion that this is the best place for me. I can win here. I've started something here. We're moving in a good direction. Why do I want to go back home and set things up? Like, it may be a whole pain in the ass. But to think that he did not consider it at all, even if for a second, would not be human. Okay, so you can shovel us crap all you want. Of course, he thought about going back to Penn State. It may not have been more than a few minutes or a few hours or a night or a couple of days. He considered it. I mean, there's a reason why he got this contract extension now like he did. It's really that simple. He was also asked what I just said about the timing of it. Why is it coming in now, huh? Because the Penn State job is open, isn't it?
That's really, you know, Troy and them. I mean, they've been, like I said, I've representative, and they kind of handle all those things. My thing was, hey, whenever it's done, I want to sign it. I want to do it. I don't want our team being like, I know Coach says he's here, but I don't want the. I want to send a message to the recruits. I want to send a message to our players. You know, sometimes when people go other places and then they're like, oh, I can't tell you coaches that have left have called me and said, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have left. it's just I wanted to get it over with and done with. This didn't start 2 weeks ago. This was, you know, kind of they started talking to me about this weeks and weeks and earlier. And I, from the whole time, it's always been, yeah, we want to be there. That's it. I want to give this team everything I have and not be distracted with anything else. So when they were able to get it done, you know, we were able to get it done.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I mean, that's a lot of fast talking. I mean, when you got to talk that damn fast, can you believe everything that's being said? I think not. We know why he is going to be sticking around in Nebraska. And it's all the money that they're now giving him, to the tune now of almost $12 million a year. Yeah, Matt Rhule is going nowhere for now. And he's still relatively young. He still may wake up and say, hey, I got enough time. That, you know what, on the back end, I can go coach at Penn State later if the job presents itself. We'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got Thursday Night Football is still going on. As it stands this minute, this second, the Ravens still lead the Dolphins 14-6. You know, we just talked about the job security of Mike McDaniel. There's a report saying he may be getting the boot sooner than later. I'm going to give you that report on the other side of the break. We know Mike McDaniel, one of the younger head coaches in the entire NFL. Major League Baseball just threw it back. We got a team. The Nationals just hired the youngest manager that we've seen in baseball in about 50 years. We'll give you some updates on the coaches. We'll give you an update on Thursday Night Football. We got more to do before we roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, there's a team in Louisiana doing good, right? I mean, they may lose their coach as a result, but there's a team doing good. Shout outs to Louisiana. Shout outs to the Green Wave. I love Tulane. Send me some money. I love Tulane. People out there got a lot of money at Tulane. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Here we are. Approaching halftime, the Ravens lead the Dolphins 14-6. There's about four, well, not even now, damn it. There's 3 minutes to go here in the first half. The Dolphins on their own 39. They're trying to put some points up on the board. Not no stupid field goal stuff. They're trying to score a touchdown before we get to halftime. Now, we had this discussion a little bit. Well, I feel like every time Mike McDaniel is brought up, it's about his job security. Before the game started, Ian Rappaport basically said that Mike McDaniel's job status is firmly up in the air, on the hot seat, as they say. I do not sense anything imminent from owner Stephen Ross, who likes him, believes in him, and has invested in him. But here is how McDaniel is going to be judged. How do the players respond? What is it like in the locker room? Do they keep playing for him or do they not? And can you see it? That is going to determine whether he keeps his job. I mean, based on all of that, I think the guy's going to have no job. So we'll see how that shakes out for Mike McDaniel. I think it's just a matter of when. I mean, it's going to take Tua Tagovailoa to say two more stupid things, and I think they're going to have him on up out the door, Mike McDaniel. Tua won't be too far behind him. I don't see this as anything that turns around. And so Mike McDaniel, Bacha, what is he like? Is he even 40? He got to be, what, 38, 39?
Yeah, he's got to be close to 40, but he's not there yet. He can't be. If I guessed, I'd say he's 37.
You know, well, no. He's 42 years old.
Oh, wow. So. He's aged.
Well, he's had the job for a few years, and now he's getting ready to get fired. He is and was one of the youngest coaches, still is. Speaking of young coaches, how about this? The Nationals, man, they've been looking for a way out since 2019, winning that World Series. How about that? We got Max Scherzer was on that team, and Soto was on that team. We got that bum in Los Angeles who doesn't even like baseball. Rendon is on that team. And here we are in 2025, looking in the face of 2026. The Nationals are still searching for a way out. They just got rid of Rizzo. They brought in Paul Tobini, who's 35 years old, to run baseball operations. And then today, he, at 35, decided to hire the youngest manager that we've seen in baseball in 50 years. Blake Butera, who you probably never heard of in your life. Okay, this guy was drafted by the Rays, didn't really play for the Rays, was a minor league guy, ended up coaching, managed in the minors, won a couple of league titles. He is 33 years old. And so the Nationals, you want to talk about a youth movement? Forget any type of youth movement on the base paths or on the diamond. They're going for a youth movement just in the front office and on the bench. They are not playing around. It's kind of nuts. Listen to this on MLB Network. J.P. Morosi talks about Blake Butera getting the job at 33.
The manager of that team, Team Italy, was, of course, the Hall of Famer, Mike Piazza. And I spoke with Mike today, checked in with him about his feelings about working with Blake and what he can say to Nationals fans that they can expect from Blake Butera. And Mike was effusive in his praise for Blake Butera, saying that he's an outstanding communicator, the way that he approaches the game, connects so well with players. And I think, Adnan, to make the macro point here, and to borrow something that Tony Vitello said during his press conference a moment ago, we are seeing, I think, a closer relationship ever between whether it's college baseball or minor league baseball and the success that Blake had as the manager there of the Charleston River Dogs. Those levels are closer together than ever, and players are advancing faster than ever. You think about, well, what's the importance of a great college coach or a great minor league manager, a great minor league pitching coordinator? Well, consider one of the biggest names in this postseason, Trey Yesavage, at the levels that Tony Vitello and Blake Butera have been at.
Basically, you got to kiss the ass of the young guys. That's it. The young guys have to believe in you so they can believe they can have a job and have success. That's it. Here's what's going to matter, whether or not the young guys, and I feel like the Nationals have been collecting them for years now, trading some of them off, and it's going to take the young guys to do something. I wish him nothing but the best. 33 years old? I mean, if he can have success, he might be there for, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years, if there is success there. I can't recall seeing anything like this in recent memory. A 35-year-old GM, a 33-year-old manager. If it doesn't work, well, they'll both get the boot at the same time. Hey, Bacha, they're so young, at least they can start over.
That's so bad, though, because they started young when they traded Soto away. And I know that everything around it is not great, but I guess this is why everyone's fired. So I get it. Youth movement, cool. Trying to connect with the youth, hip. It's just, I don't think this is going to work.
You want You want some experience out there, right?
Not even just experience. I just need veteran leadership. That's the least. Because one of your star players, CJ Abrams, has issues. Like, he got caught in a casino at 6:30, 7 a.m. in the morning after a game. So he was punished then. And there's just other stuff in that culture in Washington that just isn't great.
And shout-outs to CJ Abrams. Bacha, he's a Georgia product. Do you know that?
I didn't know that. I just knew he's really talented, but he was caught in a casino.
I think it was that MGM there's a casino not far from the stadium, Bacha. It's a nice casino. You don't gamble, right?
I don't gamble often.
Oh,
I don't gamble after I play MLB baseball games.
Well, you don't play baseball, so you don't got to worry about it.
But I wouldn't go out of my way. It's like I'm not going to the casino after tonight and then staying there till 7 a.m.
You could drive to Connecticut. You could. Didn't he make it late to the ballpark the next day?
Yeah, and that's why he was benched. So it led into discipline reasons.
Well, he did the Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson was always good.
Yeah, but you're also supposed to be one of the young, talented leaders of this team and be
so
a good,
don't go out at night.
Yeah, be a good influence to Dylan Cruz, be a good influence to Robert Hassel. It's just not a good look.
Well, maybe now they can all go gambling together. They're so young. Maybe that's the allure. The GM, the manager, and the players, they can all go out tonight at the same time. They can go out together after games.
It's like a bonding experience. Instead of Topgolf, it's like, I don't know, some Baccarat.
Yeah, team, it doesn't need to go. They only have to go to a casino. Go to a nice place to eat. Pretty hilarious, though. I mean, listen, this is the opposite. We had people killing Pat Riley for actually having a backbone against Jimmy Butler. Saying, man, why are we going to give you money? You old, you hurt, you're a bum. I'm supposed to just bend over backwards and give you money? And people are calling Pat Riley old and out of touch. So what's the opposite? What, to be young, cool, and to just be a loser? Like I said, we got enough soft people running around. Can't tell anybody anything, can't correct anybody, you can't lead. I mean, you just got to kiss ass and give people pacifiers and tell them how great they are. And a minute that you go, hey, what you just did isn't all that great. Man, we got all these professional athletes who just think they now want to complain. Like, you get enough money, bro. Come on, we had Jaylen Brown before he got into his balding issues and publicly rubbing his Beijing onto OG Anunoby. I mean, Jaylen Brown is standing around talking about the gambling issues, saying the NBA, we need to have a conversation with the league and to lead us, and they need to give better information. And they talk to y'all about gambling, and you getting 60 and 70 mil. If you can't pay money to somebody to tell you what to do with your money, just put it in the bank. Don't touch it. Diversify and put it in different accounts. Invest. If you can't get somebody to help you with that, then you just need a new agent. Okay, the agent should at least be able to help you find somebody to help you manage your money, not to be a dumbass and just say, well, don't gamble. Okay, everybody always got to find somebody to blame instead of looking in the mirror. We live in the age of no accountability. Got to blame somebody else. I didn't know. They didn't tell me. I'm not smart enough. It wasn't my fault. This stupid era. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I will get off of my soapbox. We're going to take a break. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Oh, let's see what the Dolphins can do. A matter of fact, to get an update on the Dolphins and everything else going on in the world of sports, it is time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Justin Rock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I mean, we're going to have a lot to discuss when it comes to the far north tomorrow. We got Game 6 of the World Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers make their way to Toronto, and they hope that they can force a Game 7. If there is not a Game 7, that means the Blue Jays won, and that we have new champs. No repeat here for the Dodgers, trying to be the first team to repeat since the New York Yankees got themselves a little bit of a three-peat in 98, 99, in the year 2000. 888-710-4ISN is the number right now in Miami. Well, what is Tua doing? Taking a dive. We're heading into halftime. Tua was setting up for the Hail Mary. He had nowhere to go, so he hit the ground. The Baltimore Ravens lead at the half, 14-6. The Ravens are going to receive the second half kickoff, and Mike McDaniel jogs to the back. And, he's going to get fired one day. I don't know if it's tomorrow or at the end of the season. He's eventually going to get the boot. Lamar Jackson has 2 touchdowns to Mark Andrews in his return. Let's see if the Baltimore Ravens can flip their season around and turn things into, tonight, maybe a 3-5 season. It is the end of the show. At the end of every show, we do this. We take you through a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's not Halloween yet. It's October 30th.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Like I said, it's October 30th. The year is 2025. But if we go back in time, October 30th, 1974, it was the Rumble in the Jungle. Muhammad Ali taking on George Foreman in Zaire. Muhammad Ali came out on top. You might recall this was his famous strategy, the rope-a-dope. He got George Foreman tired. Had him on them ropes, was just kind of ducking and dodging and weaving. And George Foreman was swinging and swinging and swinging. George Foreman got tired. And then this took place in the 8th round, courtesy of HBO. Listen.
Ali, a sneaky right hand. Another sneaky right hand. This time he works over the shoulder of Foreman.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali knocking out George Foreman in that 8th round in 1974. The Rumble in the Jungle. Speaking to some legends, October 30th, 2001, Michael Jordan for the second time said, I'm back, this time for the Washington Wizards. Michael Jordan returned after three-peating for the second time with the Chicago Bulls in 1998. He debuted for the Washington Wizards. He made his debut again with the Wizards, taking on the New York Knicks. Unfortunately for the Wizards, they lost to the Knicks 93 to 91. And Michael Jordan, he missed a big shot. He had two turnovers late. Even though he had 19 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals in his return, he was 38 years old. Take a listen to Michael Jordan actually missing against the Knicks.
Intercepted by Kirk Thomas and then retaken by the Wizards. Michael Jordan with Whitney's have the hot hand. Wizards down by 3. Jordan for the tie. Rebound by Kirk Thomas. Bumps it to the floor and a foul. Jordan's had some open looks. He has had a 7 of 21 display shooting from the floor tonight. And that's Jordan's signature, late game big shots.
Yeah, I mean, well, damn it, I know there's a lot of Knicks fans who wished Michael Jordan missed a few shots in the Bulls uniform. Didn't happen that way. October 30th, 2003. Well, how about this? Jordan came back in 2001, 2 years later. LeBron James made his debut. This was LeBron James' NBA debut. I remember this. They hyped the living hell out of it. He was getting ready to take on the Sacramento Kings. His Cavaliers lost 106-92. But this rookie, 18 years old, 25 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 steals in his debut. We knew at this point, yeah, if you didn't know LeBron was going to be the guy, you found out in one night. Listen to this, courtesy ESPN.
Final few seconds, but folks, you saw LeBron James' debut. That probably is his last shot of the night. It's an air ball, and he'll hear about that, but I don't think he's going to hear about anything else because that's the only razzing he's been able to take from 17,000 fans because he's been brilliant.
I tell you what, Brad, he's much better than I thought he was going to be, and I'm going to tell all the NBA players right now, he's much better than you think he is.
I think all three of us are in agreement. We kind of looked at each other at halftime and said, Dan said, Ben said, hey, he's pretty good.
Here we are, 22 years later. 22 years later, LeBron James, NBA's all-time leading scorer. There was not ever, hasn't been, Victor Wembanyama, Zion, nobody. There hasn't been an NBA player hyped up like LeBron. And he has lived up and exceeded the billing, which is still crazy to believe. LeBron is still going strong. Just get the sciatica in your leg right, guy. The guy's an old man now, about to be 41 years old. October 30th, 2011, the Baltimore Ravens. How about this? They're beating the Dolphins right now. In 2011, they erased a 24-3 deficit, and they beat the Arizona Cardinals 30-27. Anquan Boldin out there against his former team. He had 145 yards. Billy Cundiff came through and kicked the game winner. Take a listen to this, courtesy of Fox.
This is a 25-yard field goal to win it. Billy Cundiff. Morgan Cox is the long snapper. The holder is Sam Cook. The kick is good, and the Ravens win. The Baltimore Ravens, who were down 21 points in the first half, have come all the way back and defeated the Arizona Cardinals 30-27.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. It's just, it's nuts, man. That was nuts. That was before the, sorry to the New York Giants. It was before the Giants choked away a victory a couple weeks ago to the Broncos. How you lead 32-0 and lose 33-32? Anyway, sorry, Giants fans. How about this? October 30th, 2019. It was a World Series. The Nationals beat the Astros 6-2. It was a Game 7 down in Houston. Houston won its first title in franchise history. Well, not Houston. Washington did. Oh, yeah, that's right. Washington won. And then they fell apart, and then Strasburg won MVP. Yeah, I was about to say, Houston won in 2017 with the garbage cans. I'm mixing up my numbers. Anyway, Strasburg was the MVP. Listen to the Nationals win in 2019.
Hudson sets the kick, and here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books! The celebration is on. The Washington Nationals are the world champions. Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now at 11:50 Eastern Time. Remember where you are on October 30th, 2019, when the Washington Nationals finished the fight.
No, I was here in Atlanta. I was getting ready for the morning show on V103. Shout outs to Reggie. Hi, Reggie. Anyway, Steven Strasburg, after that, they gave this guy a 7-year, $245 million contract. Hey, Boccia, what happened after that?
Yeah, Tommy John and then TOR, so he was cooked.
Yeah, thoracic outlet syndrome. His body was done. He was trying to come back, could never come back. They're like, well, give us some money back. He's like, I ain't giving no money back. Man, they didn't settle this whole thing until, I think, last year. Yeah, and now the Nationals got the youngest manager that we've seen in 50 years. Their manager, Butera, is now 33 years old. And their GM, Paul Tabini, he's 35. Good luck to the Nationals. Yeah, it didn't work out as post-World Series. Anyway, what a busy show we've had. Had some great guests. Thank you so much to Jim Derry for joining us from NOLA News, NOLA.com, to talk about things, how bad they are at LSU. They just fired the athletic director. The governor is butting in. We talked about the Saints. We got Shuck getting ready to make his debut against the Los Angeles Rams. And thank you to baseball great and Odyssey insider Brett Boone. He came through and had a chat with us about the World Series. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We do have Game 6 of the World Series, so we'll keep you up to date on that game and talk about it as we get closer. The Blue Jays have a chance and an opportunity to win their first World Series title since 1993. You missed a minute or a second of the show? Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me on the internet. You got Instagram? I'm there, at JR Sport Brief. And at JR Sport Brief all over the place. We'll catch you tomorrow. Please be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. Let's see if the Jays can get the job done tomorrow. Let's see if the Ravens can hold on to this lead over the Dolphins in Lamar Jackson's return. Please be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. Don't move. Don't go anywhere here on the Infinity Sports Network. Sean Levine, the sports machine, he's coming up next here for Bart Winkler on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you, Boccia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.